A sell-off swept Wall Street and the world as rising interest rates in the U.S. and many other countries are intensifying fears of a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its low for the year, down 486 points to close at 29,590. The Nasdaq fell nearly 200 points. The S&P 500 lost 64. For the week, all three stock indexes were down 4 to 5%. Voting has begun in the Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine on whether to join Russia proper. Moscow went ahead with the referendum today despite Western opposition. The U.S. and others charge that the votes are illegitimate and preordained to go Russia's way. We'll get a detailed report after the news summary. Hurricane Fiona is closing in on Canada tonight after blowing past Bermuda, with driving rain and winds gusting to 100 miles an hour. The storm churned up rough seas and knocked out power as it passed to the west. Islanders had boarded up windows in advance. Fiona will begin lashing Canada's Atlantic provinces late tonight. Hurricane watches extend from Nova Scotia to Newfoundland. Meanwhile, 60% of Puerto Rico's homes and businesses spent another day with no electricity. Counter-protesters in Iran marched in support of the Islamic regime today. That followed growing unrest over a young woman's death in the custody of so-called morality police. Several thousand demonstrators turned out in Tehran, waving Iranian flags. They accused anti-government protesters of being guided by foreigners.
The protesters and rioters that took to the streets are not ordinary people. They are trained groups that have entered our country to destroy the ruling system. Definitely, we won't allow this to happen.
The government claimed that the counter-protests were spontaneous. A disaster at sea off of Syria grew even worse today. Officials in Lebanon and Syria raised the death toll to 77 in the sinking of a migrant boat. The victims were Lebanese, Palestinians, and Syrian refugees, likely bound for Europe. Syrian state TV showed survivors brought on shore and taken to hospitals. It is the deadliest incident yet in an exodus driven by Lebanon's economic collapse. Protests in Japan are intensifying against holding a state funeral for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Hundreds of people rallied today in Tokyo, denouncing Abe, who was assassinated in July. His pro-military policies made him one of Japan's most divisive leaders since World War II. Abe was cremated after a private funeral 4 days after his death. And back in this country, in-person voting for the midterm elections has officially begun. People began turning out today at voting centers in Minnesota, South Dakota, Virginia, and Wyoming. In all, 46 states and the District of Columbia will offer the option of voting early in person this year. Still to come on the NewsHour, David Brooks and Karen Tumulty analyze the week's political news. A NASA engineer is recognized for his work overseeing the launch of the Webb telescope. A new movement seeks to make hiking trails more accessible. We examine the literary legacy of the late author Hilary Mantel, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.